Today, more tributes to the late Dorothy Height, community organizer, author, mentor, feminist, human rights activist. She's known affectionately as the godmother of the civil rights movement. Height died last week at the age of 98. This week, the nation is remembering her life and work. President Obama delivered her eulogy at the National Cathedral today.
But we remember her not solely for all she did during the civil rights movement. We remember her for all she did over a lifetime. To make us see the drive for civil rights and women's rights not as a separate struggle, but as part of a larger movement to secure the rights of all humanity.
Yesterday, dignitaries and ordinary people alike gathered for a community remembrance at the Shiloh Baptist Church here in Washington, D.C. We went there to hear from some of those who came to pay their respects, and here are some of their stories.
I'm Ruth, and I'm from Washington, D.C. In fact, I'm a Washingtonian about four generations. And for me, she really means, as a black woman, never giving up, no matter what happens, no matter what happens.
My name is Theodore Smith. I'm 12 years old, and I'm from Atlanta, Maryland. The reason I'm here is because my mom actually met Dorothy Height once, and she wanted to pay her respects.
These are some of the voices of people remembering Dorothy Height at a service yesterday at Washington's Shiloh Baptist Church.